He created justice so he could release mercy. Now, God doesn't have to judge people anymore to create justice, because he already judged a sinless person. So God's not a judge on the take anymore. He's not crooked anymore. He never was. God is not a crooked judge because of what it cost him to create justice. So he created justice so he could release mercy. Now, God can take anyone's life anytime he wants. God gave life and he can take it. But follow me. He doesn't have to take somebody's life because of their sin, because he already paid for that on the cross. That's a huge difference. God doesn't have to judge a nation because of its sin. Well, what do you mean? He already paid for that sin on the cross. So when Ananias and Sapphira died, first of all, this is an interesting story. We'll do it quickly. But, you know, Ananias comes in, and remember, the problem is over how much he sold his property for, not because he sold it for, not over the price, but everybody's giving all, and Ananias and Sapphira are trying to pretend like they gave all. And Peter's dissertation to them is, listen, if you sold the property for $10,000 and you only wanted to give $5,000, that was fine. But when you're trying to act like you gave it all, that's not right. You lied to me and you lied to the Holy Spirit. No, he said, you haven't lied to me, you lied to the Holy Spirit. Now, and Ananias dies. Now, many of you think that Peter judged him. Right? Peter didn't judge him. I don't think that, listen, who's the most famous liar in the New Testament? Peter. He lied about knowing Jesus. That's a little bit more severe than how much did you sell your property for. I don't think Peter has any idea that Ananias is going to die. Now, Sapphira, yes, different thing. But he's talking to Ananias, and he's correcting him. He's like, you lied to the Holy Spirit. And while he says that, Ananias falls dead. I bet you Peter's like... I bet he's thinking, like, I'm sure glad I got mercy. And then Sapphira comes in, and then Peter says, you know, did you... He gives him her a chance. How much you sell the property for... And, you know, the men who carried your husband out were going to carry you out, and she dies. And we know that part. But my point is this. If you think that Ananias and Sapphira is God's normal response to lying, to sin, I'm not sure how many of you would be left in church. Like in our church, I think it would be just Bill and I. And frankly, I'm not sure about Bill.